2.12. Hello and welcome to 5 Minute Money. Today we're talking about scams and scammers. Over 3 million people a year are victims of scams in the UK, and they lose an average of £1,200 each. So we all need to know what to look out for. We're going to hear 3 listeners' stories, and for each scam, we'll explain how to stay safe. Our first story is from Heather in Edinburgh.
A few months ago, I got an email from a friend who was away in Berlin. He said he'd lost his wallet and needed money to get home. He asked me for my credit card details, and I thought, well, he needs my help, so I sent him a reply with my card number and everything. But there was no reply, and I got suspicious, and I checked my credit card, and somebody had stolen over £2,000, and of course I never got it back.
Ah, the friend abroad who needs help. But it isn't really a friend, it's a scammer who is using this friend's email account. Often this scam is obvious, either because you know your friend isn't abroad, or because the email has grammar and spelling mistakes. So always be suspicious of any strange emails from friends. The next story is from Carl in Hastings.
I got an email saying that I'd won quite a lot of money in the lottery in Spain. It looked official and some of it was in Spanish, and last year I was on a holiday in Spain and I did buy a lottery ticket, so I believed it. So I emailed back and they replied and said the easiest thing was for me to send them my bank account details and they'd pay the money direct into my bank. So I did, and I feel so stupid saying this now, and of course the next day my account was completely empty. Luckily, it was the day before payday, and I only had about £200 in there, but I learnt my lesson.
Yes, so again, never believe an email or message saying you've won a lottery, especially if you never bought a ticket. Our last story is from Paul in Bristol.
I just got back from work. It was about 6 o'clock, and the phone rang, and a very polite woman said it was Barclays Bank Security Division, and that there was a problem with my account. She said that somebody had tried to use my password online, and that my account wasn't safe. I was in the middle of buying a flat, and I thought, oh no, this sounds bad, because I had quite a lot of money in the account. She said the best solution was to transfer all the money into a new account to make sure it was safe. So she gave me an account number and an account name. It was my name. It was called Paul K. New Account. And I thanked her. And immediately after the call, I went online and transferred all my money to this new account. And that was the last time I saw it. It was a real disaster. I lost £20,000 and I couldn't buy my flat.
It's natural to cooperate if you think your bank is phoning you. But your bank will never ask you on the phone to transfer money to another account. If you get suspicious, just hang up, wait 10 minutes, then phone your bank to check if it really was them. So what's the most important thing to remember if you don't want to be the victim of a scam? Be very suspicious of strange emails from friends or from someone saying that you've won a prize. And the same for phone calls from your bank. And above all, never, never give your bank account or credit card details to anybody, either in an email or on the phone, unless you are 100% sure who they really are.